Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Wait a minute. Who was that on with Laura Ingraham last night? Long hair, about 6'5". I think I could see boots when he got up there at one point. Who was that on the Laura Ingraham show? Mystery guest, please sign in here on Talk Radio 1210. Who was that on the Laura Ingraham show last night? Is he there?
Hey, Dom.
Hi, Scott.
Yes. Well, you know, I got a text message from a friend the other day, and he goes, Scott, did you ever think that when you were in high school that you would be in the Oval Office with the White House, and in that same week you would be on national television with Laura Ingraham, and in that same week you would be reposted on X by Elon Musk, the richest man in the world? And it really just kind of put things into perspective. You know, I'm so blessed to be living this existence, and I just think it speaks volumes that the reason why I come on your show every single week is I want to continue to protect the American dream. And gosh, I'm just so grateful.
Well, exactly. All so worthy. So, Scott, with the Elon Musk thing now, this is pretty big news. The contention was what? In Philadelphia area, suddenly they found 14,000 plus new Democrat registrants in 1 week.
So apparently I spoke with Linda Stein over at the Delaware Valley Journal, and she's saying that she heard from one of the commissioners over in Philadelphia that these people were inactive, but that they voted in November, and I guess now here we are in March, and they just got turned over to active. That's what she heard, and I don't want to speak for her, but I'm just reporting what I was told. And so, you know, I guess that just shows perhaps they're very slow moving over there in Philadelphia. I'm not sure, but I'm glad that people see that we are continuing to monitor the voter rolls every single week, and we are going to report whenever we see something that seems off. If the numbers don't match, I want everyone to know we are recording, we are watching, and we are meticulously making sure that there are going to be no shenanigans in the May 20th primary and then the November 4th election.
And Scott, the significance too, and they know that, you're the master of it, the rallying cry when people see Pennsylvania inching and sometimes more yarding toward red, they get charged up by this. When you used to come on with Bucks County, just like we're doing with Chester County now. People get turned on. They push more. They see this. And I think the other side's starting to recognize that.
They do. Well, listen, I have good news and bad news.
Okay.
This week, Republicans still maintained a net gain, and Democrats had a net loss in the Commonwealth, but it was much closer than it usually is. You know, Republicans, we need to keep our feet on the pedal Commonwealth-wide. You know, the Democrats added 600 voters. Republicans added 900, so we still had a net gain. But if we are going to continue to move Pennsylvania to the right, then that means we work tirelessly every single day. There are no breaks. And especially look at what John Fetterman, a United States senator, voted on last night. He voted against protecting women. He voted for allowing men to beat up and abuse women by allowing biological men who are biologically stronger and different than women to compete in their sports. And so, you know, the invitation that I gave to John Fetterman at the beginning of the year to join the Republican Party, you know, this is breaking news. I'm so sorry, but I rescind that invitation. Because if John Fetterman, a Democrat senator, is not going to stand up for women, if he is not going to protect women, mm-hmm. and if he is not going to recognize the very different biological differences between men and women, then I'm just not sure that he has a place within the Republican Party, because this party of conservatism, we protect women.
And Scott, to that point, even though he's a bit of a wild card, he's shown some maverick. This is the issue they will not let you be a maverick on. If you go out of the fold on this, it's all over. We saw that in the presidential race. They allowed Harris to say, fracking, I'm okay with it, but not okay with this. And tonight, in the State of the Union, we're going to see that if the president mentions this, I think some of them are going to walk out. Now, I put a lot of credit to you on what's happening with the Pennsylvania Capital Star. Liberal publication says they're amazed at the attention and the money being spent on this year's state Supreme Court race. Since it's only retention races, usually the first time around there's a battle, then on retention people give up. But you have helped to inspire Republicans to spend and to push on this, starting to become a national story. And if we take out even one or two of these people, it will be a huge story.
You know, it's been incredible, Dom, because no one ever pays attention to the Supreme Court retention elections. So let me just provide a little context and background for people that haven't heard me talk about this before. Let me give you the who, what, when, where, why. One decade ago, three Democrat Supreme Court justices were elected to the state Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Those people were Democrats Dougherty, Donahue, and Wecht. They were elected 10 years ago. Now in Pennsylvania, every 10 years, you have retention elections. There's no Republican versus a Democrat. It's simply a yes versus a no. Should somebody be retained? Question mark. And so I am asking this November, because everybody listening at home, you have statewide, Commonwealth-wide elections this November to either retain these people, meaning keep them, or vote no to them, which means to kick them off the bench. And so I'm asking you to consider voting no to Democrat Dougherty, no to Democrat Donahue, no to Democrat Wecht. And here's the reasons why. Number one, going into 2018, these justices gerrymandered our congressional maps. Do you know what happened after these Democrats gerrymandered your congressional maps in Pennsylvania? Democrats took the House. And then in 2019, when Democrats were the majority, they impeached the president. These justices allowed for President Trump to be impeached. Number two, in 2020, in that stolen election, and I will say it, in that election in 2020, these justices, Dougherty, Donahue, and Wecht, allowed for mail-in ballots to be received 3 days after Election Day. 3 days after the November election, these Democrats allowed for the mail-in ballots to continue coming in. And so, if you want fair and free elections, if you want fair and free maps, if you don't want gerrymandering, then I'm asking you to vote no to, to these justices. And so, and last thing, this is very important to any of our business owners, our people of faith, or people that were even high school students. These justices allowed Governor Wolf, who was a former Democrat governor prior to Shapiro, to shut down Pennsylvania during COVID. And so we are bringing national attention to these Commonwealth Supreme Court justices that nobody has ever not been retained except for one time, Dom. And so here's the motto that we are putting forth. I know I've spoken a lot, I'm sorry, but here's the motto: disrupt the status quo, vote no. Disrupt the status quo, vote no this November.
Very nice. Now, I think there's better news all the way around in New Jersey. What's happening in New Jersey, Scott? The governor's race is the prime thing here.
So, well, number one, I'm so glad that you're feeling better. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
I'm so sorry the Democrats, you know, tried to give you the flu or something. I'm so sorry.
Hey, Scott,
maybe
you seem to be, what's your health regimen? You seem to be running a lot when I see you. Et cetera. You don't seem to miss too many days.
You know, I'm on 18 different supplements.
Okay.
I take D3 plus K2. I also take quercetin, vitamin C, and all of those things help allow the cells in my body to absorb all of that vitamin C, so it keeps my immune system strong. I also do elderberry and coconut and fish oil and oregano. And just, you know, I'm doing a lot more clean eating. I want to make America healthy again. And look, I want to stick around. And you know what? When I'm 50, and I say this respectfully, I want to be hot. So, like, I want to keep my body in shape. So I'm going to be that silver fox. I want to be a silver fox. That's
all
my
right,
goal.
Then, we'll let you work on that
part.
You're
working. Jersey.
Yeah, but back to Jersey.
Back
now. What's
to
happening
Jersey.
In Jersey?
So the Democrats lost a net loss of 49,000 voters because the Department of State, the Secretary of State, did a purge. And so Democrats lost 87,000 voters. Republicans lost 37,000 voters for a total net loss of 49,000. Now, anyone who's going, Scott, 49,000 is a drop in the bucket when Democrats are up by 800,000 voters, which is true. But 2021, guys, was only decided by 80,000 votes. New Jersey is so very much in play, and I'm going to be visiting the counties that I didn't visit in my last trip, the remaining 10 of them, within the months of April and May.
Scott, it's amazing, too, maybe even more than before, the turnout that you're seeing in New Jersey to be taught voter registration and all the rest of the Presler program that I saw in Avalon. The turnout is spectacular.
Oh, it's been, listen, in Kenilworth, Union County, at a VFW hall, we had 246 attendees. At the Bergen County Lincoln Reagan dinner, very much a purple/blue area, we had over 400 attendees at that beautiful dinner.
Wow.
With Chairman DiLorenzo. And every single event that I've done, from Union to Hunterdon, to Bergen, to Burlington. By the way, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Chrissy Swanson, joined us in Burlington. Every event has been packed and or sold out. And the fact that it's February and March and we're selling out, we clearly have the momentum and the energy on our side.
Wait until we get to Wildwood. There's going to be the sellout. That's going to be huge this coming fall, spring and summer. So, Scott, where do people go for all things Scott Presler to help in some way, shape, or form? What do they do?
Well, I would love for people to watch my interview. It's 3 minutes long with Laura Ingram. Thank you again on the Ingram angle. You can go to my X account at Scott Presler. I'm about to post all the videos on my other social media. You can also support our work at earlyvoteaction.com as we continue to hire staffers in both Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And just thank you again for allowing me to share this weekly report. And I will see you next Monday at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the Dom Giordano 1210 Talk Radio.
Thank you, Scott. Stay well. Thank you as always.
Thanks.
Scott Pressler here. By the way, speaking of New Jersey, the Godhammer guy, the guy that's probably the leader on the Democrat side, running ads now, if you want to lower taxes, make New Jersey affordable again. How could any Democrat promise people? That is the issue in New Jersey, affordability. How can you vote for the people that have been in charge? He's a different kind of Democrat, though. Just think of that issue. If we were voting solely on that issue, why would people still vote for Democrats? But Jersey is so doable this time around. That's the message every week with Scott. All right, right now, though, the message is it's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Have the wrong page.
All right, the great Joe Conklin. You win today. You get a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra Saturday, April 5th at the Keswick. Wow, that's a big house to be selling out at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. Dan?
Oh, you know, come on. You got to do it better than that.
Mike did it yesterday.
Oh, come on. You got to do it, Dom.
I'm resting.
JoeConklin.com.
There you go. All right.
So, Dom, today we're talking about a song that was actually inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. So it's probably going to be an easy one, but it's very associated with New Orleans, that being the original artists hail from the city. So, you know, with Fat Tuesday and the great thing we're doing here with the side question of asking for food associated with cities, I thought I'd yearn back to New Orleans for a song that was inducted again into the Grammy Hall of Fame, reaching number 23, and it's actually one of the only instrumentals that is in the Grammy Hall of Fame. So take a listen. We want to know who it is. This is a cover version of the original song done by Slightly Stupid. We want the name of the song today, Dom, and it's going to be very short. Take a listen.
All right, name of the song, hit us with that, and you're off to see Joe Conklin at the Keswick, which is a great spot. 855-839-1210, that's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you need do is just push pound 12.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Death.
It's Dom. Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, got a big news breaking story in just a second. Let's first, though, get the winner here. Let's hear the clue, and we're looking for the name of the song. Yeah. All right, let's go to Jim in Collegeville on the Dom Giordano Show. Hey, Jim, what's the name of that song?
Good afternoon, Dom. Is it the Sissy Strut?
Yes, it is. Nicely played, Jim. You will really enjoy Joe Conklin. It's the whole Conklin arsenal, and I don't know that he does Saquon Barkley. You probably couldn't do that. There's not too much there that's that distinctive, but $40 million deal, Dan?
Yeah, Henry's got the terms on that.
Yeah, $40 million deal for...
Yeah, two-year, $41.2 million extension for our favorite running back, Saquon Barkley.
Wow, so that indicates the Eagles do believe in certain running backs.
Totally.
Yeah, that means
they might be showing Kenny Gainwell the door, too.
Okay. Well, but $40 million for a running back.
It's a lot.
How things have changed.
$20.6 per year. Second highest is Christian McCaffrey at 19, and Jonathan Taylor then at 14 per year. So it really just drops off.
Thank you, New York Giants, who wouldn't go anywhere near that. All right, the breaking news is being reported by Reuters. Nick Sorter citing Reuters that as Lance, way back when, I think he called in Springfield during the beginning of the show, wouldn't it be something? And I said, yeah, like the Caroline Leavitt. Remember her first news conference? She stopped and said, breaking news first, the drones. Even though I didn't like the answer, I don't think we've gotten to the bottom of that. President Trump tonight will announce, probably right at the beginning, oh, this is going to take the air out, that there will be a deal signed with Ukraine over the rare minerals. In other words, Trump will announce it during his congressional address tonight. I think he does it almost immediately.
Well, is that like him announcing that the pen is on the paper or him saying that there's just going to be one with Zelensky?
They plan to sign the Universal Mineral Deal today.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how. Is Zelensky going to show up? My God, the theater of this. I don't think so. Zelensky shows up with Trump on the stage signing the deal. What do Democrats do?
Well, we do know Trump, you know.
Yeah,
it's... Just all of a sudden you hear... Oh, it's President Zelensky coming to the false State of the Union, not a State of the Union.
All right, so I can't imagine that. They'll probably sign it electronically. But whatever, if it is, the first thing he'll do, he'll hold it up there tonight. See if, and what do Democrats do with all the pink, with all the egg cartons... With all the signs, with all the, what are some of the other things they're going to be doing? Noisemakers. What do they do with all that stuff tonight, if that's the case, as Reuters is reporting? Now, we'll see how accurate this is, that they'll announce it during the congressional address tonight per Reuters. We'll try to get you more information on that. I don't think Zelensky's coming back to sign it. Doesn't really matter, though, if they hold up the signed document. This is a good key toward getting something done to moving the ball forward. Here's what you're going to hear, though. And I should have asked Victoria Coates fully about this, but we'll get more detail on this tomorrow. It is true that a certain amount of the rare minerals might be in Russian-held territory at this point. Does that mean they won't be able to exploit them?
All right. You'll hear that after tonight. I don't know if it's a lion's share or not. All I know is I think this is a way forward. So did Zelensky. It allows him to collect something for his country, to move forward on the other details. Victoria Coates was on today and did say he has released some other terms. We're actually getting negotiating points like a swap of prisoners. And I think that's fair. That's these things as a sign of good faith can be done. We'll look at each one and see where it goes. That was his complaint the other day. But at least her point was you're hearing progress as far as negotiating terms versus these vague things. And no, we're not meeting. We're not being part of this. All right. So if Trump does this tonight, I would predict he'd do it early on. And doing it early on will take a lot out from Democrats. What are they left with? They're going to have in their boxes or next to them federal employees who have been wronged. That is not going to move America tonight. And if they do walk out on the trans issue, that is another huge mistake. I predict they will. They cannot give up in their minds on that issue. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. So if this deal is announced tonight, even better signed, if it's electronically, I mean, if Zelensky flies all the way here just to do this, wow. At the State of the Union, I'm doubting it. I just think that seems to be a little bit too much. Zelensky shows up with a suit at the State of the Union.
And apologizes.
And with a Sharpie signing this on a big screen, we see it. I don't see Zelensky quite going for that. But if it gets signed and he introduces that, that's a big, big moment. I wouldn't doubt it's going to happen tonight. All right. So we'll see how that plays out during the day here. But it's master showmanship on this. And again, indicative that everybody agrees, Zelensky included, this is the way forward on this. This is something to kind of coalesce together on, move the ball forward on this. How much is in Russian territories? I've heard all kinds of things. You know, it depends upon what you think ultimately will be the Russian territory in this. How would that be worked out? We'll see if there's an explanation tonight. Okay, let's go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leslie, good afternoon.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Did you miss the Trudeau press conference earlier?
No, I didn't miss it.
Oh, okay. I mean, I just was surprised you didn't bring up the total disrespect Trudeau had for the President of the United States.
Yeah, calling him Donald and all. I saw it. But, you know, he's called this guy a governor. So, you know, with 51st well, state. So
I don't know. I feel like ever since Zelensky felt he could diss the president that all these others are now stepping up trying to get their shots in. It's really kind of strange.
Well, look, the guy's weak, Trudeau. He's on his way out, and he's being hit with these tariffs, and he really doesn't know what to do to push back on this. So, you know, maybe this plays well at home. He's got to do something. Same thing, Leslie. Zelensky's numbers went up in Ukraine, according to Victoria Coates. So for the hometown press, but it was a mistake to think our media matters here. They were going to rally with him, that he's Churchill. Did not work, and tonight will be the example.
Absolutely, yes. I'm really looking forward to this speech. I'm sure it's being changed a couple of times throughout the day. There's so much new stuff happening every 5 minutes here.
Oh, yeah, but this is big. I mean, if there's a deal tonight and they hold that up at the beginning, boy, that really takes the steam out of anything. It makes the point beautifully.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's astounding to me, all the tricks and props and ridiculous maneuvers they're planning on tonight. I see that just being...
Well, I'll ask you as a fashion connoisseur, you being that, pink. Does that seem like a protest color? You look lovely in pink tonight, the Democrats.
I love pink, but no, I don't see it as a protest color at all.
Yeah, I don't either. And I don't know that too many of these Democrat congresswomen
like the pink hats.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They don't look so cute in pink anyhow, but that's another story.
I just remember when they all wore white, it just looked like a flock of seagulls landed in the chamber.
Yeah, it doesn't blend that well. So, Leslie, what is your food and locale?
My food and my locale. So what came first here? The town name or the factory? And right. It is the Hershey Chocolate Bar.
The sweetest place on earth.
Pardon?
Sweetest place on earth. You can smell it for blocks when you're there.
For miles you can smell it. It's awesome. So Hershey is synonymous with Hershey.
Very good. The only other place I think of with the smell, Nabisco, up on the boulevard. People still, that smell. It would be for blocks when you go by Nabisco. Mm. Why they ever moved, who knows.
Do you that place, the premium on the houses, always have a cookie smell?
Hershey, absolutely. So, Dan, you say that Pierre Poilievre, the guy who's conservative, also called Trump out and says that he stabbed Kennedy in the back. Here's what the conservative, this guy's very good. We love how he handles the media. Here's what he said about Trump and the tariff.
At 12:01 a.m., President Trump stabbed America's best friend in the back. My message to the president is this: Canada will fight back. We will defend our people and our economy, and we will put Canada first. There is no doubt that our economy will suffer, but so will yours, President Trump. In fact, you're already paying the price, with trillions of dollars erased in stock market value over the last month of these threats. Already, Americans are paying higher gas prices, as at midnight, a new American gas tax kicked in on U.S. working class taxpayers and motorists. Your workers will soon start losing jobs. Jobs they had upgrading Canadian raw materials, which, by the way, you were getting at an incredible and ridiculous bargain. And your businesses will be selling fewer products to your closest neighbor.
All right, we'll see. We'll see what the push-pull is here. It's unclear. President Trump, in the beginning of this, I think, made a better point about Canada and the imbalance that we have with trade and everything else. The idea that we somehow or another are blaming them on fentanyl, though, I'm not in that camp. I think they've been good faith in it. It's Mexico. You take out Mexico, you take out the cartels on this, it gets to China, Mexico. That's where the problem is. Of course, he's going to say Canada first. He's the conservative candidate there. And we'll see how much damage goes back and forth on both sides. All right. So if this happens tonight, though, this is a masterstroke. You couldn't script it to have it come out, to have the deal signed today. We don't know how that's going to happen or when it's going to happen. Reuters doesn't seem to have that yet. But that would be right in the beginning, right in the opening. Might follow it up with a transgender comment after that to see what Democrats do tonight. What will Andy Kim do? How many buttons will he have on tonight? All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. We got the side question going from Dan. Locale and the food in that locale that rivals the identity, the food itself, with the cheesesteak here, or even better. So far, Altoona and the pizza is the winner in my mind, but there have been some good ones. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hey, let's face it. Most people fear the dentist. It's a real thing called dentophobia. Now, Dr. Bentz knows this, and I've seen over the years how he treats fearful patients. One patient came in with a full-on anxiety attack, tears and all. Dr. Bentz and his great staff work with them every step of the way, doing whatever it took to make that appointment work comfortably for them. They gave her space when she needed it, slowly showed her a positive, comfortable, and safe experience. Now, after a few months, she's comfortable and confident when she visits. Now, this seems a little bit extreme, but a lot of people have a problem. We have one woman, 8.5 years, hadn't been to the dentist. And I wouldn't call it dentophobia, but it was close to that. Eventually, listening to me talk about Dr. Bent, she went, met her, and she's doing great. So it doesn't matter if you just, it's distasteful, you just, you know, you think about it, you're a little bit fearful or extremely anxious. You can count on Dr. Bentz and his staff. This is just another area of expertise to make it a pleasant dental experience. Why not give them a call? get that initial appointment, get the evaluation, start to feel comfortable with this. You'll get great dentistry. My dentist, Dr. Bentz, let him take care of your dental work that you've been putting off. Call 610-272-6949. Finally get the smile, too, that you've always wanted. The website is Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com, or call 610-272-6949.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Of course, I'll be on Twitter tonight. I feel fully recovered now from yesterday's sick day. Be ready during the Trump joint session with Congress tonight and the shenanigans. One thing, just as we look like we move forward in Ukraine, that came up the other day and hasn't been talked about enough, and that's the hand of old Josh Shapiro. I'm looking at this. Josh Shapiro denounces Trump Vance treatment of Zelensky. Of course, Josh Shapiro is the guy who brought him here and said Pennsylvania is a proud home to over 115,000 Ukrainian Americans. He brought him here to that arms factory and claiming that wasn't political in the middle of the presidential race here in Pennsylvania. That did come up during the moments that we saw. But if this happens tonight, what a turnaround and how difficult it will make it for Democrats tonight. And I'm seeing several sources reporting the deal is not signed yet, but that's what Trump wants to do. I'm sure there's some back and forth final language around this, so I don't think Zelensky's flying in. It's a 10-hour trip. You better get started. But I think it's more than 50-50 that gets signed, and they do breaking news tonight at 9 o'clock as we watch the press conference. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. What's that food who's and locale that rivals the cheesesteak or even better? Hey, Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. Dom, real quick, if it's okay.
Sure.
After hearing the comments from the Canadian gentleman a couple minutes ago, he really touched a nerve with me because during the height of the Cold War, people don't realize how defenseless of a nation Canada was. They rented our nuclear weapons for such a ridiculous low amount of money that it's a joke. And they just take it for granted that we're going to be mm-hmm. there for them at all times. And they're still defenseless. So what can they have that we can't possibly produce on our own in time? Well, anyway, I had to get that off my chest. He really made me angry. But anyway, Dom, have you ever heard of Rocky Mountain oysters?
I have heard. Not a fan of the oyster, though.
Well, especially these oysters.
Yeah. What? Yes. Okay. Yeah, right. Well, I know. Yeah, go ahead, Drew.
What are they, Drew?
Yeah.
They're the testicles of bulls.
Right. Well, there you go. So, got to put them on the training table.
I thought he at least
tonight.
Step around. He just went right
Hey, Roe, have you gone shopping yet? Get those Rocky Mountain oysters. We need them here.
I saw them at the Acme. Buy one, get one free.
Oh. Well,
I'm just kidding. All right, Tom, thanks, man.
Thank you. Where do you, Henry, you look like you're enthusiastic. Where do you get a good Rocky Mountain oyster in these parts?
Around these parts? I have no idea. You've never had one, neither of you?
No, I have not.
Why would I?
Yeah, why would I want
You have?
Yeah, but I didn't know I was eating one until I was eating one.
Oh, okay.
And it really wasn't that bad.
Really?
Yeah. I had octopus. It was at a wine tasting.
You act like that's crazy.
At a Newtown Square. And after, the various wines, I didn't think much of it. It was good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It wasn't until someone was like, yeah, this is bull testicles. I was like, oh.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, maybe I lost my appetite.
I feel like octopus on the scale of from zero to Rocky Mountain oyster. Yeah,
well,
like
I tried to relate a little bit here. That's the best I could come up with. Yeah, how about you, Dan? What are you relating with?
Ostrich, probably the weirdest thing I've eaten.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I'd like to try that.
Or crocodile.
Ooh, boy, these poor animals. That's all. I have to get out of this conversation.
Chewy chicken.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay. 855-839-1210. Joe in Columbus is next. Hey, Joe. Afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Dom, I want to give a pat on the back to the guy who called earlier in the show and said Trump should begin right off the bat with the 80-20. I understand that, you know, if this Zelensky deal turns out to be tried and true, which he's already violated a lot of handshake deals, at least two, maybe three. I don't know who's broken more deals, him or Putin. But, yeah, Trump should start off with that. But I think the transition would be perfect if he were to go into it and say, now, everybody, we're going to thin out the crowd here, and we're going to talk 80.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Joe, people ask me all the time. Roe asked me this stuff, you know, the way to follow. Why would they do this? Why? Because they've either convinced themselves, and it might be factual, that if you turn on this issue as a Democrat, you're done. You just can't make it. Their party will not allow you to advance, even as much as abortion. At least there, you understand how consequential the issue is. But on this, Kamala Harris would not give in on this issue during the campaign.
Well, let's see if they hang in there, because they've always gone back on their word. You know, folks, we're going to see if you're really going to leave tonight, because here's what we're going to talk about.
Well, you're right. And this is going to be like musical chairs. Some are going to be standing up. They're looking around. Do they sit back down? Do they slink out? I would say at least 50% of them, they leave on this.
Good. Get rid of them. And hope they take their, I hope they take their noisemakers with them. Because they act like children. You know, are you going to come dressed in white like the Virgin Mary tonight? Or are you going to dress, you know, in
Pink. It's pink tonight.
What pink are they going to have on their heads? That's what scares me.
Ah, the hats. I don't know anything about the hats. But all right, Joe, what's your food and locale?
Mine is the Brooklyn Pizza. And you watch that Dave Portnoy, and he always breaks into the Trenton Pizza, which is really good tomato pie. But he always, there's a Brooklyn pie that supposedly got him probably hot, like a 9.8 or a 9.9, Brooklyn pie.
All right, gotcha, Joe. Joe always leaning to the outside elements there.
Well, he was telling me that's all people up in his neck of the woods talk about.
Maybe. He didn't say anything about the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys, though? By Jimmy Johnson retiring, too, from Fox. Yeah. Great hair, though.
To this
always
day,
love the hair.
He's 81. I'm like,
that hair is perfect. I love that guy's hair.
It's not real.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I think it's real. I will tell you when it's not real.
Hair pieces are really good now. So
it's not a hair piece. That's good hair.
Yeah.
All right. 855-839-1210. You jump on board. It is the lightning round next on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right. I'm seeing a lot of pizza answers here. You can't top that Altoona pizza, but I always... this is a favorite name for Shamokin, the great Shamokin over there. Let's go to John in media, see what he has in the lightning round. All right, John, what's your food and locale?
Hey, Dom, it's the Shamokin pizza. Not only is it made with American cheese, but the sauce is based on Campbell's tomato soup.
And
it is
fantastic. My God. Wait a minute. Do we have the Greg Stocker Marshals program that we send them out when we hear something outrageous and arrest them, or at least tells them they're on the radar? Campbell's tomato soup.
I don't like Trump. I like Trump. I hate Biden. I don't like Biden. Know your load.
All right. Wow. That's worse than the Altoona answer in the beginning. All right.
Oh, Campbell's. No.
Oh, my God. There's got to be a pizza law. Tell Trump about this. Issue an executive pizza order. No pineapple, no Campbell's soup, and certainly no Kraft singles. My goodness. Oh. We got to look into this Altoona more tomorrow. That's big fish to fry. Alan in Hamilton, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Alan, what's yours?
Pepper pot. Philadelphia original soup made by women and sold out on the streets of Philadelphia.
All right.
Thank you, Alan. Not a fan of the pepper pot. No one said, thank God, Scrapple. Oh, God.
Oh, my favorite.
The mystery meat. Oh, my goodness.
My favorite.
All right, Henry, really? If it came to Scrapple or eating the Rocky Mountain oysters, I don't know what I'm choosing. I'm choosing to starve to death. That's it. Give it to somebody else.
They're both fantastic.
Oh, God. All right. Sean in Philly, Talk Radio 1210. What's yours, Sean?
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to say a Rhode Island hot wiener. It's we would say hot dogs down here, but if you say that up there, it's like taboo.
Not everything needs to...
They say wieners, huh?
Yeah, it's a beef, pork, and veal dog, and it's a regional thing, but up there, they have, I guess the most famous place would be in Providence, Rhode Island. It's the only villa New York system. And they call them Coney dogs up there. It has nothing to do with Coney Island. It was a sales pitch back in the day. But it's a dog with meat sauce, chopped onions, and mustard. And you get it all the way like that, and it's delicious. It's nothing like a chili dog. I thought it was when I moved up there, and I was like, I don't like chili dogs. Guys got me to try them. It's addictive, and it's like a cheesesteak down here if you go into Providence or anywhere up in there.
Great call, Sean. Dan, that met every requirement, I think, that we were looking for. All right, we are inundated with this. I think it's time, though, that we kick around a few potential winners here. Henry, you started us off with the Altoona pizza on your own, so you have good judgment here of how outlandish this whole thing is. What do you say?
Sure. I liked a few answers today. I like Dennis in Salem County starting us off with that Italian beef sandwich. I think it's been popularized lately by the show The Bear.
Okay.
You know, that's what they make in the first episode. Lance in Springfield Township with the Maryland crab cakes playing to you a little bit. Drew in Upper Darby, the Rocky Mountain oysters, delicious, as long as you don't know what you're eating.
Okay.
And then right there at the end, Sean in Philly with the Rhode Island hot wiener. It sounds delicious. I want
one. It was
now.
A pretty good call, too. The way he framed it was pretty good. Yeah, so, Dan, what do you say?
I like Leslie's Hershey chocolate to throw in there as well. But Drew in Upper Darby's Rocky Mountain oysters, I feel like caused the most drama on today's show.
All right. Yeah, let's go with Drew then. That was pretty dramatic. I forgot about the derivation of all that. All right, Drew, your name goes into the hat. Great side question from Dan. By the way, we're always open to your side question. Who knows what it might be tomorrow. And tonight, I'll be tweeting what I see. Hopefully, we'll have that moment. I think the crowd, even more than the Zelensky signing moment, will be the moment President Trump talks about, hey, you can't have boys and girls sports. What will Democrats do? I predict a lot of them will walk out. Will Madeleine Dean walk out? I'm saying she probably won't. She might stand up like she's ready to walk out, then sit down. We'll have all that coverage tomorrow for you with some great guests and everything else and a great side question. Follow on Twitter until then at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Rich Cioli is next. And I was sick yesterday, Gary of Newtown,
sure
whatever
you
your name is. Sure I
allegedly.
Was. Allegedly. Here at Ritzy, always next on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.